ABC Radio Darwin.
My name is Lurpo. I'm a younger man. When I dream, I see us again. Together. Best friends. One skin, one dream.
What does it take to teach you to be men? Because if you don't learn the law, there's only one place you go. To Burma, to jail.
What's this place called? Come on. Come on.
I don't know.
Because you lost us. You don't know the song line. You lost us.
Caught in a collision between the modern world and the oldest living culture on Earth. Three lives, two laws, one country. Yul Newboy.
It's truly one of the success stories from the Australian film industry, and here in the Northern Territory, it stood out. It's hard to believe it's over a decade ago. And sitting opposite me, the man who was behind that film and has got a new one on his mind as well, Stephen Johnson. Very good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you.
Just go back to that film because, it was made like 15 years ago, something like that.
Released 2001.
Yeah.
So, yeah, came out a year after the Olympics. So.
And it still has a life of its own. It's still seen in school curriculums and all sorts of things.
Yeah, it does. It gets played regularly on TV as well, and it is still in certain schools. So, yeah, it's still out and about.
You've been down south pretty much since that one came out, working your magic.
I did. I relocated down south. I'd sort of reached a point here, really, with my career and what we were doing with Burundi Pictures at the time, where I couldn't really go any further. So it was just time to sort of expand my universe a little bit and move out for a while. But my heart's very much been here developing this film, which is a very big story, which we're going into production next year.
Tell us a little bit about it. Give us a name for a start.
Okay, well, the film is called High Ground. It's set in the 1920s in Arnhem Land. And look, the heart of the story is the tragic tale of the frontier wars, the forgotten wars, the resistance that took place back in those early years between black and white culture, and very much explores that idea of a missed opportunity between two cultures.
And, of course, you've been in and around Arnhem Land many times before, but this week, in the last couple of weeks, you've been tootling around trying to find out a couple of locations and getting it all in your head.
Yeah, no, certainly. Look, the truth is this has been a slow burn. This thing's been on the go for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
And I've been up and down over the last 10 years, travelling extensively around, sitting down with families out in Arnhem Land and talking about the story. And the story really predates Yulngaboy. It's just been a very big and challenging project to get up. And I think as a consequence of, you know, some of the wonderful films that now have been in the film landscape that deal with Indigenous issues and stuff, I mean, the way has opened up for this story to be told. It really is the great untold story of the frontier wars.
And I mentioned Warwick Thornton, whose films have been incredibly successful both here and overseas, and often featuring actors and performers that we've never seen before. Yul Newboy, of course, was very much the same for you.
Yeah, no, definitely. Warwick's films are fabulous, and he's a top fellow. And it's been wonderful watching his career as well, from because we've all sort of known each other from a long time ago. But yeah, no, very much so. Yulngaboy, you know, we screen tested 1,500 young lads right across Arnhem Land to find those three lads. And a very similar process is going to take place with High Ground, starting February, March in the new year. We'll be sort of spreading our wings across Arnhem Land and looking for, you know, approximately 150 warriors.
Wow. So it's you're talking big cast. This is big feature film, like big landscapes, big cast.
It is. It's a big story. It's a very big story. I mean, as I say, I'm not sure how familiar you are with the resistance or the extent of the resistance back in those days, but there was a very successful campaign to defend this country, you know, against the settlers and the invaders, so to speak. And there was many massacres that are, you know, well documented right across the land. And this story really has drawn inspiration from characters and events right across the country. So it's very much a fiction, but in saying that, so is history. It's inspired by, you know, true events and true characters every step of the way.
Stephen Johnson, the filmmaker who's back in the Territory to spend some money in the Territory as well. You're looking at pretty much generating a lot of the cast and crew here in the Northern Territory.
Certainly. Look, 80% of the budget's going to be a Territory spend. So, no, it's very significant in that way. I mean, this is by no means a massive budget Hollywood film, but as far as Australian films go, it's substantial. And, Yeah, no, look, we'll be looking to draw upon the resources and logistics here in the Territory as much as possible. I mean, I'm very much from this place and very familiar with the film landscape and the practitioners up here, and there's some...
Are most of the people you know from 16 years ago still hanging around, or have they had to move on like you?
I think it's pretty fair to say there's a few still here. There are, mate. There are. It's interesting. Look, having gone to school here too, it still surprises me how many of my schoolmates are still here. And, I mean, they've risen into some incredible positions around the place. But, yeah, no, it's very much like being home.
What about the landscape of filmmaking? Because it would have been, I mean, it was kind of nascent when you were there 16 years ago. It's grown. There's been a real contribution from the government and from the NT Film Office, and there's been a real drive to try and get filmmaking up and running.
Very, very much so. I mean, I have to say in the early years it was a bit tough, but the Northern Territory government particularly picked up on the whole idea that this is certainly a valid industry and goes a long way to promoting the Northern Territory and, you know, employs a lot of people right across the board and have been very, very supportive. And, yeah, look, it's wonderful to see that things have moved on since those years. Look, I still think there's a lot of room for more to be happening and what have you, but there's been some really, really good things that have certainly taken place while I've been away. Some wonderful films, you know, have been made. So,
Last Cab to Darwin.
There you go. Well, that wasn't really a territory film.
It wasn't really a territory film, but it was shot here.
Yeah, I have to say with High Ground, I'm very much calling it a Northern Territory film because it's very much been grown from this place. I mean, it's needed to get support from the bigger agencies down south, but I've made a point of very much growing the whole film from the Northern Territory.
So cast in the early new year, shoot in the middle to late
year? Yeah, we are. We're actually looking to start casting late February, so that'll be extensive. And the actual shoot will start on the 26th of August next year.
Okay, well, it's all on. In the meantime, you've got plenty of time to, you've got your lookbook out, you're driving around taking photographs and just soaking up Arnhem Land.
Yeah, look, sort of. It's, you know, there's a lot of people involved. And as you'd appreciate, you know, out in the bush, people aren't always in a location where you might expect. So there's a lot of tracking people down and making things happen. But that's part and parcel of the adventure and certainly the fun of it all, really.
Stephen, it's lovely to see you back in town. And why don't you pop back in February? I know you're going to be busy, but pop back in February.
Yeah, it'd be a pleasure, and you know, it'd be nice to sort of let you know how we're going with the casting. We might have some interesting people for you to meet on the journey.
ABC Radio Darwin, Menmark.